When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. And, oh, man, it was a good week for Facebook. So it's a really sweet and cute posts up there. Got to check them out. Anyway, it is a lovely sunny morning here in the Pacific Northwest. And the sun is actually out. We've got blue sky and high clouds. And, gosh, feels a little different to me because I'm in the studio. Woohoo! That's always fun for me. I love to be in the studio. But we seem to Zoom more often than not. But covering the Zoom bases are covered today because it is the second Sunday of the month. We'll get to that in a moment. But let's get everybody into our discussion. And as always, keeping everything running smoothly, would be production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Definitely beautiful out there, and I made sure to take full advantage of it over the past couple days here.
Well, I had to say, I was looking, I said, you know, you look a little different, you know, and, and now that he's an official homeowner, for any of you that don't know, the keys in his hand last week, so is now official owner of his condominium in Normandy Park.
Normandy Park.
So we'll talk more about that in a moment. But and then I realized it was what really was different is that Nathan got a haircut and got sun this weekend and had has a little bit of a sunburn. So that's what anyway. So you get shorter hair and sunshine when you become a new homeowner. But anyway, congratulations again. Are you having fun with your new place yet? I know you have a lot of work to do.
Well, right now it's just kind of going through and scouting it out, seeing, okay, what's going to work? What do I want to change? And how do I really want to go about it? I've been thinking about going with sort of like a modern stone type coloration. So, you know, light gray on the walls with the white trim and darker gray carpeting, and then maybe repaint the cabinets to match that or keep them how they are. And yeah. Just
okay, so
thinking about the colors.
I thought
right
of
now.
A question. Are you a do-it-yourselfer? Are you thinking about, like, will you do the painting and all of that stuff? Or you hire somebody to do this?
I'll do as much of it as I can. And the carpeting, I'll probably have professionals come in and install that. But I think that's about the most I'll probably be doing as far as contracting some professionals to come in.
Other than that, you'll be doing it yourself as you can. And
yeah, or know somebody who would come in and help me do all those things too.
Sounds like a good plan. All right. Okay, so delighted to say that I'm holding down her moodlit studio. She's already been working today. We put her to work right away. That would be Animal World's call screener, Stacy Buck, is here. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Martha.
How are you today?
Good. Yeah, I had to jump in and do some work already.
Right, gee. Somebody's calling early.
Yeah, I told them I'd call them back.
Oh, okay. So is somebody that we need to have on the air?
Yes.
Okay. All righty then. And if you don't know already, it is the second Sunday of June. And so that means it's our healing show. It is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday on Animal World. That means holding down the Zoom base would be Dr. Nils Rasmussen, zooming in from Idaho. Good morning, Dr. Nils.
Hi there. It's great to be here in my little office and watching you over there.
Yeah, and it's fun to see you with the canal, because Dr. Nils is a do-it-yourselfer, and so he painted his office, Nathan. And I always like watching him because he's got the fish on his wall behind him, and that's fun. And then, of course, in the studio with us would be your sister, Linda Rasmussen, because both of them do the best therapy or the neuroenergetic balancing. Dr. Nils works primarily on animals, but does humans as well. Linda, you do only human animals.
That's correct.
Okay. So they are here and available, and we take full advantage of them here on the second Sunday of the month. So phone calls always take priority, and the main point of the show is for you guys to call in so they can do free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. The way that kind of works is when you call in, Dr. Nils tunes into the animals, does the animals, and then Linda does a session with the owner. And a lot of times it's just a great way to go, because if there's something going on with your animal friends that you need help with, we're usually hooked up with that emotionally. And especially like in my profession as a behavior therapist and dog trainer, we will be hearing from the gal that I worked with yesterday and her dogs, and that may be who. Did you talk to Carol, Stacy?
No, this person was from Vermont.
Well, hello. Okay. So, because Carol's supposed to call in early because she's going to go to the furry 5K later, and we got to get her. But we got another one of those reactive dogs, you know, bad background, all of that. And the dog walker doesn't have any problem with them. And we went out yesterday. We're okay. But she has some issues with her. But she admittedly is really hooked up into it, you know, emotionally. So it can be really nice to balance everybody in the process. So at any rate, we usually don't get to phone calls till after the bottom of the hour. But they take priority, and we would love to hear from you. And if you want to get at the queue or at any point, and you can do what this caller from out of the area, call and talk to Stacy, and then she can call you back when we're ready to take phone calls or get you on the air. Anyway, I'll give you phone numbers here if you want to jot them down, so when you're ready, you can call in. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. All right, before we get official and start the show, let's have a little weather check. Now, I can tell you that it's dry and beautiful out here in the Pacific Northwest. We're actually having a minor heat wave, maybe our warmest temperatures of the year. Well, we were supposed to have a hotter day yesterday, more around 80, but it took a while for the sun to come out. But it actually got pretty warm. It was in the high 70s yesterday. And today is not as warm, but the sun is out sooner. So, Nathan, I think, does our sunshine continue? What's it looking like?
Yeah, just a very pleasant, just average week coming up. Not too much of anything, not too many clouds, not too much sun, and not too much heat either. So, and of course, no rain is coming up in the forecast, at least until maybe Friday night going into Saturday is what I see right now. But just a very pleasant week to kind of get
like
out and do whatever you want.
All right. So it is important now that, you know, we're late spring, almost heading to the summer solstice and getting the warmer weathers. Do be careful about your animal friends. Make sure that there's water outside and available, and water in the shade, because if it's very hot and the water gets too hot, then that, of course, doesn't help. It's also time to pay attention to fleas, because it is seeming to stay consistently above 50 now. So that means we've got hatching going on outside. And once it gets a little bit warmer, usually towards the end of June, time that you could spray the beneficial predatory nematodes in your yard or your ground areas outside to eliminate flea infestations out in your outdoor environment, which you should do if you had fleas in your house or on your animals last year. Now, and then the other thing, I'm still finding mushrooms coming up in my yard. So that is important to pay attention to. Because every year, you know, we have a few of those stories. Well, you know, the dogs were just out in the yard and then all of a sudden really sick. And it can be fatal, especially to smaller dogs, because most of the mushrooms we have grown around in our yards are the toxic versions. So make sure that you remove them and don't allow your dogs to watch you pick the mushrooms or get rid of them, because they're monkey see, monkey do, and they don't know the difference between picking them to throw them away and pick them up to eat them and stuff. So you don't want them to copy the behavior. So if you're going to go out on mushroom patrol and take care of them, you either have to be very nonchalant or you leave your dog friend in the house and you go out and take care of the mushrooms. So I think that probably catches us up on the weather stuff. The other thing I want to mention before we officially start the show, so I don't forget, is that we do have a change of schedule for our shows next month, okay? So just so everybody knows, you know, our normal schedule is first Sunday, shelter, rescue, sanctuary, anything that helps our animal friends. Second Sunday's our healing show with Dr. Nils and Linda. Third Sunday is Natasha Venter comes in and does, you know, our psychic stuff with me, and we do that sort of thing. Well, next month, apparently you Rasmussens, being Dr. Nils and Linda, you have some kind of big family shindig. Yeah, what, are you guys all getting together, your whole family or something? Or,
well, I'm going to let Nels say a little about it.
What, you, well, what can you tell us, Nels?
I am going to my 50th high school reunion.
Woohoo!
Which is in Paulsbo. And my twin brother and I are going to get together and go over there. And then after that, a couple days later, we're going to all convene at Linda's house with whoever else in our family feels like showing up. I think our other sister from Idaho is coming.
Yes.
So that's going to be wonderful. And unfortunately, of course, that precludes getting on the radio when you got a whole bunch of
Rasmussens. It's the weekend of the radio show. And you're, so you're having a big family reunion and get together, kind of working around Dr. Nell's 50th high school reunion.
Yep.
I'll tell you what. You know, I mean, high school is often a traumatic time for teenagers and all of that. And I was no exception. I watched the Bill Maher show. Is they run it on CNN on Friday nights at 10. And so if I not watch anything else, I tend to watch that, because there hasn't been any, or on Saturday nights, I mean, doesn't tend to be any good animal TV these days. They were talking about the problem with kids today and how much emotional stuff is diagnosed and all this stuff going on. And he was talking about that, you know, that the, all of this is overdone. And he was talking about what it was like for him growing up in junior high and high school and how messed up he was. And every day, you know, it was, you know, disasters and all of that. And, of course, I'm saying, yeah, that was our life, too. At any rate, you know, there were often, you know, cliques and disagreement, you know, and competition and all of that. But I found once we started having, I think after the, like the 20th anniversary or the 20th reunion, my high school said that we do it often. I have more fun at those high school reunions. And now we're way beyond that. And so it, like every 10 years, they do a big one. But we've had so much fun at our high school reunions, and we have a pretty big class because, you know, I'm in Seattle. I went to Roosevelt High School. We do it every year now in September. We have our own little high school reunion. We all get together. And, you know, it's just so wonderful because there aren't any cliques anymore, and there's not any of the popular, you know, and the now everybody gets along. Everybody loves everybody. Everybody's glad to see everybody. We kind of communicate on Facebook during the year and stuff. Anyway, our relationships have just gotten better and stronger. And so anyway, I love going to my high school reunions. Now, have you gone to them before, Nels? Do you have a good time at these things?
Yeah, I try to get, for a while, the group did some every 5 years, but it's been a 10-year thing now. And I do. I don't think I've missed any. I don't know if I've missed any, actually.
Yeah,
I think I've done the 10, the 20, the 30, the 40, and now the 50. So,
all right.
And yes, And yes, it is a whole different dynamic.
Isn't it different? Yeah.
You know, the nerds are all successful, good looking people now. Yeah, it's funny how we all change.
Right. And I found, you know, the most popular people are sometimes not the ones that are doing the best nowadays, you know, that sort of thing. Anyway, it's interesting to, but it's great fun. And I'm looking for it. We'll have our next. We don't have a big, you know, a reunion, but our annual one is in September. So they're already starting the planning for that. So anyway, very cool. So, I know. So the whole point of this, get me back here. The whole point of all of this is next month, Dr. Nels and Linda are going to be familying it up on the weekend of the second Sunday of the month. So we are going to do a swapola. And Natasha is going to be with us on the second Sunday. So we'll do, you know, Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other and psychic stuff with Natasha. That'll be the second Sunday. And Dr. Nels and Linda, you two will be here on the third Sunday next month. So
yes.
Make a note of that, everybody. It's just a one-time only swapola. We'll go back to normal in August, but for July, our healing show will be the third Sunday of the month. Okay, so I think we are good with that. And how about the next big thing we got to do is talk about Dr. Nell's monthly newsletter and affirmation, because once again, he confused me. Well, it's probably not him. It's probably me. But, you know, once again, I am slightly confused. So that's on our list. But because I know that there's some serious cases going to be calling in today that we need help with, let's officially start the show. So when the calls start rolling in, we'll be ready to go. All right. So if you haven't been here when I officially start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and we can, I start with a couple of little St. Francis prayers, one for our animal friends and one for us human animals. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that are extremely powerful and have made a huge difference for all of us. So we do those on a regular basis. And the idea is you get to choose. You can join me and say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you can completely opt out. It's completely up to you. All right, not like dancing and getting on the love train at 10 and 11. Dancing is required, but praying and affirming is optional. That sounds a little weird, doesn't it? Okay, so anyway, but this is optional. We're going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All righty, that's our prayer section, and now we get to our affirmations, and all of these have been contributed by one member of our animal world family along the lines. The first one comes from my spiritual family and was an assignment that we were given, you know, say this once a day for a week, see what happens. Changed my life. So hoping it'll change yours too. So here we go three times with each affirmation. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, a second affirmation, this actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. So you'll hear that when she works with one of you on the air, you human animals should give you an affirmation at the end of the work to keep the energy going and to work with during the week. Well, that's where this one came from. She did it on the show one day, and it kind of got picked up on, and it was so powerful for so many. And then everybody said, Martha, you got to try it. I did. It shifted things for me. So it's on our list of the most powerful. And when I talk about abundance in this one, when you're saying it, you know, imagine what you see or feel as abundance, is, you know, what you're wanting to manifest at that time. All right, here we go. Three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Love that one. All right. This one is comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in the Italian division, and is the one I use to help me keep in the right frame of mind, health and well-being to go out in the world and all of that. And I do this one for my animal friends as well. Three times. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right. This next one comes from Natasha Venter, actually next week's guest. And this is the one we use to kind of keep our bodies and selves adjusting to all this crazy energy that's going on around us. And I also do this one for my animal friends as well. Here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right, and then we conclude this whole pile of affirmations with the Ananda Institute Warrior of Light affirmation. And man, is this one, it's powerful, but it's very, very much needed. So as we're doing this affirmation, you want to be sending the light all over this country, all over the world. You know, or you know, there's a lot going on, and we would like to counter with love all over the planet. Here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty, now, Dr. Nell's contribution and what wraps this whole thing up and makes it work. Cross your hands with me over your chest and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. All right. Very nice. All right. Now, normally we'd launch right into, because I trust in being one of Dr. Nell's favorite affirmations into his newsletter and all of that. But we got to keep Nathan happy because otherwise, you know, well, we just don't want to upset him. He's in charge, you know. We want to take care of advertisers and stay on schedule. So let's do that. Then we will come back. And Stacy, my client from yesterday, Carol, was because she's going to go to the free 5K. So she's supposed to call in towards the bottom of the hour. So we'll see if that happens before we go back to the other one. And
yeah, there's actually two others, but your person hasn't called yet.
Oh, okay. So we got two other. All right. So we'll see what happens now. The other thing, okay, let's take care of advertisers. And then before Stacy gets all busy with phones, we better have a tank and bags update. So we'll have a Frenchie update first before we go to any phone calls.
Are you sure they can wait? Don't worry about them.
Well, I don't want to.
They got a couple first-time callers here.
Yeah. So.
So are they waiting on the line now?
Yes.
Oh well, then never mind. All right, we'll take care of advertisers. And how about we go to the phones?
There
Does that work for everybody? All right, stay right where you are. Animal World continues with your phone calls straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. It's the second Sunday of the month, and that means it's Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen, our Healing Sunday show. We are just getting ready to go to the phones, as we just heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Great stuff. They've got the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell, the yoga halls right next to it, the Linwood community, and then the new East-West Bookshop. And a new retreat up in Lake Stevens. Anyway, the big Ananda community in Linwood open house hasn't happened for 5 years due to the pandemic. We had a 1919 was the last time we were able to do it. So it's happening again this year. It's going to be Saturday, June 22nd. Starts at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. I hope you'll all come. I'll tell you more about it, current events. And, of course, when I'm not here, I'm usually working as an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people in their homes, help them solve problems, and get things done quickly. And I'm delighted to say that thank you for referrals that have been coming in and business picked up a little bit. I'm actually been working again for a while. So, gosh, it's always so nice to be able to serve and help people and see their miraculous transformations in dogs and so forth. and they're humans. But I always do free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has problems with their dog friends, tell them to call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to you for free on the phone and let you know how I work, what's involved. And if I'm not the best person to work with, yeah, I probably know who is, so I'll pass you on. Anyway, take down my number and hand it out, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty. Now, as time allows throughout the show, we will get to a Stacy and Frenchie update. We'll get to Dr. Nell's newsletter and affirmation and straighten Martha out because she's once again confused. But for the moment, it looks like we are going to the phone calls, and we're going to stay local here, go to Seattle. And Nancy?
Yes, and by the power entrusted in Stacy, we'll be bringing Nancy onto the air. Welcome to the show, Nancy. You're live with, I almost said Stacy. Well, Stacy is here too, but welcome to the show, Nancy. You're live with Martha and Nels and Linda.
Hey, Nancy.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What can we help you with?
Well, I just got two new rescue cats that are a little over a year old. And they came from a rescue in Sedona.
Oh.
So they arrived over Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, now, yeah, obviously, we're going to have Dr. Nels do some tune-ups on these kitties. Is that going to be the whole point of this?
I think so.
Okay, all right. So then, babe, just so you know, and everybody listening, we want to hear some of the details so we all know what's going on. But we got to give Dr. Nels enough information for him to tune in to these kitties so he can be working on them while we're talking. So
okay.
Let's now these are two kittens. How old are the cats?
So they're each about a year old.
Okay, about a year old. And what are their names?
So the girl is Hootie, and then Hoot Owl.
Hootie, and the boy is?
The boy is Leo.
Leo, okay. And Hootie, what color is Hootie? What does she look like?
She's a tortie.
A tortie, okay. And then Leo, what does he look like?
Well, he is a big, I would say yellow to orange cat.
Okay. Like tabby stripes or just solid color?
Just maybe just stripes on his tail.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right, Dr. Nels, what else do you need to know to tune in here? Okay.
It's good right there.
All right, so you're good and you have your connection.
Yes,
all right.
Indeed.
Okay, so Nancy, now you can continue with your story. Tell us what's going on.
No, so they actually came to me by car. So they had a long car ride from
Arizona
to Seattle.
Yeah,
over a couple of days, and you know, they're in a new home, so they're very skittish. There was a lot of hiding.
How long have they been with you?
Week or so. Just since it'll be 2 weeks today.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So fairly.
And were these cats bonded with each other before you got them?
They were.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So do you have any particular concerns about them, or you just want them to get a tune-up with Dr. Nels? What do you think?
Well, I think a tune-up would be great, but just trying to figure out how to acclimate them to a new home, because they've been together for several months at the rescue, and you know, they're hiding, so getting them to feel comfortable around me.
Okay. And are they your only animal friends? You don't have other animals?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So just so you know, I'll talk to you a little bit about that, but we don't usually spend a lot of time, you know, dealing with behavior and training and that sort of thing. So we have more time for Dr. Nels and Linda to work on everybody.
Sure.
Next week is behavior training and healing questions for me and intuitive stuff with Natasha. So if we don't answer all your questions today, Nancy, and depending on how things are going during the week, It would be worth it calling in again next week because I could spend more time talking to you about the behavior. Make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Now, just so you know, most people, when you get new cats, the younger, the more important this would be, but around a year, normally, you know, you might confine them to a room or a space in your house so that they don't go off and hide somewhere and get lost. And then gradually introduce them and give them more freedom, depending on how large a home you have. Cats are great communicators, but I think that slower is faster in the long run, but it sounds like they're bonded with each other and all of that. But if they're on the shy side, usually confining them to one room, getting good stuff in there, and then I'd tell you to check out Jackson Galaxy. Have you ever watched Animal Planet and his show My Cat from Hell?
Yes.
Okay. And he's got a website, jacksongalaxy.com. He is the best feline behaviorist on the planet. And he's got all the information that you need. So you need to catify and take it slowly. He talks about setting up base camp in this room. You would set up their familiar little beds and posts and stuff. And then when you're ready to start getting them more freedom, you move the base camp objects out into other parts of your home so they recognize the scent and that sort of thing. But he's written great books. There you can get clips of his shows on Animal Planet, or you can go to his website, just jacksongalaxy.com. And there should be lots and lots of help for you there. Does that sound good?
Perfect. That sounds great.
All right. So you can check all that stuff out this week. See how you're doing. And now we'll get back to treating the kitties and then doing a little session with you, with Linda. And then you can check back in with me next week if you have more questions about the kitties, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Martha.
All right. So, Dr. Nels, how are you doing with the kitties, with Hootie and Leo,
yes. Well, Leo stepped up and raised his hand first, and
yeah.
He needed just a little rebalancing. It was interesting. It wasn't a typical fight or flight kind of reset. It was a lot of it was centered around his upper neck, where his head and his neck come together. So maybe in the process of the long drive or something, he got into an awkward position. I don't know, or it might have happened before. But we got that balanced out, and that should make him significantly more comfortable. And then, and that was really the thing with him. Hootie just needed a little bit of a reset, something a little not what I would call my textbook normal reset, but it was very close and just a little bit of kind of like getting a little more comfortable in her skin sort of reset. Nothing real dramatic for her.
And then, Nancy, Dr. Nels has helped us understand that when animals have traumatic experiences, you know, artificially, their nervous systems can get stuck in the flight-fight mechanism. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the first thing I would think of when you were talking about, well, they're rescue kitties. We don't know what kind of stuff went on in their life before that. But, you know, usually rescue animals don't have great backgrounds, you know, unless their owner just dies or something. But then also you talked about the car ride and the trip up here. So certainly there could have been stuff that upset their little apple carts and may have messed with their nervous systems. Sounds like, Dr. Nels, you worked on Leo, but you didn't find the classic points that he was okay. But with Hootie, it sounds like she did need a kind of a reset.
Her system felt a little more jangled, you might say. So we got her reset, calmed down. His seemed to be more in a physical bind kind of a thing.
Okay.
And anyway, you know, and by the way, anytime any of that's going on, there is some fight or flight involved, or they wouldn't get stuck. They would just go back to where they, you know, yeah, normal balance.
Right. And so I think it's really good that you called in, Nancy, because the first part of helping them adjust well is making sure their nervous systems are balanced so they can make decisions related to what's going on in the present, not be affected what's happened in the past. So great. Now, then we usually turn the human animal. That would be you, Nancy, over to Linda, so she can give you a little tune up, so that any of your stuff related to all this can be balanced. Are you interested in having a little session with Linda?
Oh, sure, if you have time.
Oh, well, of course. And I'm remembering to do it this time before we actually start. How about that? I think it's the first show ever. So those of you out there listening, you need to know that there's other magic that goes on our healing things. You know, when you're doing energetic healing work like this, there's no issue with distance. And so when Linda is working with Nancy, she'll be giving her instructions and telling her to do things. You at home, as long as you're not driving and need to be focused someplace else, you can focus in and just imagine the answers that you would give to those questions and so forth, and go along with what Linda says. And you can get the benefit of like a surrogate healing if you do that. So everybody, we'll all pay attention. And so essentially Linda's working through Nancy on all of us if we tune in. All righty. Linda, are you ready to go? Okay, so I am turning Nancy over to you. Linda's in charge.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Linda. Morning.
Good morning. So I'm going to invite you to think of a person who's been on your mind. And if there's more than one, just pick one. You have someone?
Yes.
Okay, just think about them. Notice how you feel.
So this is just a person I've been missing a lot recently.
Yeah. Yeah, so just hold them in your mind. Perfect. And then I'm going to have you set that person outside your thoughts to focus on the word reliable, feeling of reliable. Reliable and the number 4. And your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. So just closing your eyes and rolling them up and to the right. Your breathing will be to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Getting a new breath as soon as you need to. Thinking reliable 4.
Nancy, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You are thinking, or you've taken a deep breath in, exhale it out and hold it out as long as you comfortably can. Replace the breath whenever you need to. Thinking reliable 4. Reliable 4. Reliable 4.
Okay, Nancy, breathe normally and with your eyes open. Just tip your head forward, look toward the earth, and let your head rise to a comfortable position and bring the person that you were thinking of back into your thoughts. And that is complete. I'm going to find an affirmation for you. And the affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of reliable. And the way to use the affirmation is to think that as often as you can, today, tomorrow, and the next day. You can think it, you can say it out loud, and focus on your body when you're thinking this affirmation, noticing if there's some place in the body that is responding to the feeling of reliable.
Oh, all right. So, Nancy, how are you doing?
Good.
All right. You've got your affirmation?
I do.
Okay. So your homework this week is you're going to check out Jackson Galaxy and pick his website and all of that for all the information you can, because truly he has all the information you need, different ways. But then let's see how it goes. And Dr. Nell's having... balance both of the kitties. See, just that alone should help them more easily be able to adjust. You think? Any suggestions, Linda or Nils, that you got in working in this one before we let Nancy go?
Well, I'm just going to say that when we moved from Washington to Idaho and we had two cats with us, it was a very long trip. And we did exactly what Martha was talking about. They got their own little dedicated room with their own stuff in there. And they're already good buddies, so that part was great. They got to eat in there. They had their litter box. It was their wonderful little staycation. Uh-huh. And it didn't take very long. About 3 days, they were looking totally comfy and like life is good. And then we opened the door so they could explore it and then go back to their safe space for a little bit. And then eventually we started moving their stuff out of the room, and they just acclimated so amazingly and quickly. It was wonderful.
Yeah. So Nancy, he just described pretty much exactly what we were talking about. Okay.
Yes.
Now the difference you need to be aware of, this is Dr. Nils and his wife, Martha, and their kitties moving a long drive away. So they were already a family and already established and all that. Now, your kitties have, you know, bigger whammies than that going on because they're rescues and have come all the way from Arizona and now transferred to a new home. So they may need a little more time in base camp before, you know, they're ready to, you know, move out and around. It may be a little slower process with them. But the good news is that you called us right away and you're hooked up with Dr. Nils. And if you need help during the month, you know, you can always contact Dr. Nils through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free phone evaluation, so you fill out the contact form and tell him you want to talk. He'll arrange a phone call because he can work with you off the air if need be. Otherwise, it'll be the third Sunday of next month that the next time for free tune-ups. And you can call in next week about more behavior stuff and so forth if you need to.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, thank you all for your help.
Oh, you're That's welcome. Good. You have your marching orders, and I'll look forward, hopefully, in a report next week.
Okay.
All right. We'll Thanks, Nance. All right. God
thank
bless.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, that time again, we need to catch up with advertisers, and then we're going to Vermont? Is that okay? So we're going to take care of advertisers, and then we're going to Vermont.
Wow.
Okay, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are already winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And sure enough, we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen and his Healing Ministry for Animals.com. You know, he's available to help you and your animal friends. And you just need to, if you want to work with him privately or have him work on your animal friends, you join his little private membership group, which doesn't cost anything at all, but that makes you available to makes it him available to work with you. And you can check all that out at healingministryforanimals.com. Remember, he always does free telephone evaluation, so fill out the contact link and say you want to talk, and he can work with you remotely and as well as on the air. So healingministryforanimals.com. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And remember, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available. And she can see you in person in the Whispering Dragon Center, which is in her home in Shoreline. Wonderful experience. Linda and I both go to Jude, and just a love. And a gentle chiropractic, and her acutonics, which I feel is more powerful than acupuncture. I mean, she does that too, but the acutonics with the tuning forks and sound and vibration is so much more powerful. And she can see you in person there, but she can work with you remotely as well. She's also doing special sound attunements for people, you know, that she record for you. And that's a really cool deal. But anyway, check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give her a call. But I know she's got openings, so she would love to work with you. 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. Alrighty then, we are all caught up and we are heading back to the show, back to the phones. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. Stacy's here. Nathan's here. And we are all picking up and heading to Vermont. And Sumiko, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me, Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
Hi, Sumiko. So are you actually in Vermont?
I am.
So what's the weather doing back there?
Drizzly, cloudy, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you have our weather.
Yeah.
We got the sunshine out here.
Oh.
Very nice. So how do you know about Animal World?
Well, I do research online. You know, I like alternative healing. I actually do that myself for quite a few people. But anyway, yeah, my dog, though, I think I'm too emotionally attached.
Well, that happens to a lot of us. So you have concerns about your dog friend?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're delighted to have you. Thanks for finding us. Now, tell me, what is your dog's name?
Lily.
Lily. And what kind of dog is Lily?
She's a toy poodle.
Okay. What color?
White.
White. Okay. So what we're looking for is Lily, female. How old is she?
I think she's 12. I'm not her first owner.
Okay. Around about that.
Yeah.
So toy poodle, white, about 12-ish. I'm assuming she's a female spayed. Dr. Yeah. Nels, is that enough for you to get a connection with her?
Yes, it is. Thank you very much, Sumiko.
All right, Sumiko, so what's going on with Lily?
She has, her teeth were really, really, really bad when I got her. And I did everything I could, but then I just had to have them pulled, which was a big deal. They pulled all but two, her bottom front fangs. That's all that's left.
Oh, okay.
But the big problem happened after that because they put her on antibiotics. So she started with black splotches all over her skin and getting itchy. And I have done everything I could think of. I give her baths with some apple cider vinegar. I make her and always have made her homemade food, organic local beef and organic bone broth. Literally from my neighbors here. And, you know.
Now, how long? You said she's about. Sumiko, you said she's about 12. How long have you actually had Lily?
I've had her for 11 years.
Oh, okay. So did all of this dental stuff started when she was a year old then when you got her?
Yes. It was already an issue.
Okay, so you've been dealing with this all her life?
Yes, and now she only has two teeth left, but now her skin problem, which I've tried everything.
Her what problem?
And her skin has got black. She's got candida from being overdosed with the antibiotics after she had her teeth pulled.
Yeah, now all of that to me smacks of endocrine immune imbalances and underlying food allergies. It would be important to talk about what, you know, just because you're home cooking or doing fresh food does not mean the ingredients are good for her. So we'd need to work that. So today what we'll focus on is Dr. Nails. He's already tuned into Lily and doing a balancing and treatment with her. And then we can have Linda can work with you.
All right.
And then let's see if what happens this week, how you feel, how Lily feels, what's going on. And then next week is behavior training and healing questions with me. And then my intuitive person, Natasha, so she can look at the energy. So depending on how it's going this week, it would be good for you to call me, you know, call again next Sunday. And then I can spend more time to you and talk about what I'd recommend you start to do to try to get all this skin and stuff worked out. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So, Dr. Nails, you're working on Lily. Obviously, you found some things to do because you're still working on her. I can tell.
Yes.
So what's going on?
She needs a good, thorough rebalancing. That is for sure. So I will continue on that. And I am picking up that... the bond between Sumiko and Lily is there's some issues going on with, you know, the transference of energy. So getting with Linda here is going to be great for you and her both, Sumiko.
Okay. So, Sumiko, that's really good news. When Dr. Nell says, oh, man, she really needs a lot of stuff. Okay. That's the best news you could get. Because if he tuned into her and said, oh, she's pretty good. Nothing going on here. Nothing to see here. Then there's nothing we can do to help. Okay. On that.
Okay.
So the fact that there's a lot there means this should be helpful. You might need to continue and do more than just one treatment because she's, you know, been going through this for a long time. But at any rate, he definitely feels that connection between you and her. So let's get you and Linda started and hopefully we can get you done before the top of the hour. So Linda, you can take over here.
Hi, Sumiko.
Hi, Linda.
So, let's have you just think the sky is blue as you relax. The sky is blue. I'm going to have you think, I believe I am healthy. I believe I am healthy. And focus on how it feels to feel healthy. I believe I'm healthy.
I believe I am healthy.
And then I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on the feeling of trust. And the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And your breathing will be to take a deep breath into the abdomen and then exhale completely, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, letting your breath back in as soon as you need to. Thinking trust, two, closed eyes are looking at your forehead on the right.
It's Sumiko, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You've taken in a breath and let it completely out and hold that breath out as long as you comfortably can. Replace it when you need to while you think trust. Two. Trust. two. Trust two.
Good job, Sumiko. Go ahead and breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position and thinking, I believe I am healthy. And that is complete.
Wonderful.
And let me find an affirmation for you. So the affirmation will be, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of trust. And you'll want to think this affirmation quite often and really let your attention come to your body as you think, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of trust. And try to extend that feeling of trust to everything in your life as much as you can.
All right, makes sense, Sumiko?
Yes, it does.
All right, so you've got your homework for the week, and let's see how Lily does with the Dr. Nails treatment and now with you. And then you call me back next Sunday with a report, and then we'll talk. Oh, and Linda, have you got something?
Well, I just wanted to remind everyone and let Sumiko know that because you've called into the show, you can also have a free introductory session with me over the phone or Zoom.
Great. Good point.
And so if you feel like you'd like to work with me a little more, there's no obligation to get into paid relationships.
Yep. So Linda always, Sumiko, offers a free session off the air with her, mm-hmm. which you could do if you were here. You could go to her office, but she can work with you remotely. So okay. Write down her contact. It's Linda Rasmussen, verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website. But the phone number, you can call or text her, 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And so you can contact Linda off the air and have a free session with her to follow up and do more work getting this balanced for you. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Now look forward to a report next week.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. All right, you guys, if you want to get in the queue, 425-373-5527. We're a little over time here, so I got to move quickly. We're going to fire up that love train, and now you have no choice. Dancing is required. This is where we get up, get our energy flowing, get us in good shape for the day, and we send the love all over the planet. You know where all the wars are. We got to send it around this country and all over the planet. Please do that while we're dancing. And remember, dancing's required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere or get up, join the love train with us. We'll cruise by, pick you up, and always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. Give us a little more energy. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.